Mitt Romney taking center stage at the Republican convention, accepting his party's nomination.
I accept your nomination for president of the United States.
Officials in Mississippi have now punched a hole.
That's not what I wanted.
Okay.
Damn it.
Wrong one?
I downloaded the right one.
Is that drink?
Yeah, it's a drink.
You are so beating me this week, by the way.
I didn't want the news in 60 seconds. I wanted this.
Okay.
I accept your nomination for president of the United States.
Every Friday, I'm super excited about getting drunk.
Happy Labor Day, everybody. Happy Labor Day.
We honor the hardworking men and women who have made this country what it is.
I'm trying to take a nap.
And the American labor movement that has fought tirelessly to improve their wages, benefits, and working conditions.
You'll earn minimum wage, no overtime, no health benefits, and every day at 3, you'll need to give Sloth a baby Ruth.
Friday.
That's what I wanted to do.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, good morning. It's 6:03, Andy and Mel. It's going to be a lot nicer today. 89. I got
home
yesterday with the kids about 4:30, and it was ridiculously hot. I had to go to the store to get some Pedialyte. Rockley got sick.
And it
was not hot out at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it cooled down.
It cooled down quickly.
Yeah, thank goodness.
It was like 72 by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, way different than the last couple nights.
Yeah. So a lot cooler today. 89 for a high. It is 66 right now.
So is the weekend supposed to be nicer then?
It's going to warm up a little tomorrow, 92. About the same.
Okay.
So it's not going to be
as long as it's
super
not
hot or anything.
Like 100 again.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. I wouldn't be looking forward to that.
Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, it's Labor Day weekend, isn't it?
Mm.
So, you are making such a huge deal about it. Are you or are you not working Monday?
I'm not working Monday.
Okay, thank you for telling me what I already knew.
But I was going to road trip, but I can't just seem to decide where to road trip, so I think I'm just going to stay home.
Because only one of us ever works holidays.
Yeah.
Because if you work it, you get a comp day.
Right.
So
I thought about working it to get a comp day.
But I don't care if I get a comp day, so I'm not going to work it. Or maybe, well, whose turn is it? Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay.
I work 4th of July.
Okay. So anyway, yeah. So I guess I'll be working it. But you were like asking like, so can I take it off? It's a holiday. You're already off. Well, I know, but can I take it off?
But you know how...
Why do women do this? My wife was doing the same thing the other day where I kept giving the answer to the question and she kept re-asking the question. And you did the same thing with that. And I'm like, what?
Well, because...
Why can't we talk in a straight line?
Okay. You know the reason of my confusion, right?
No.
Because it is a holiday, but we still work on holidays.
Right.
So I wasn't sure if we were doing the show or not, because that's usually something we discuss. On holidays, are we doing the show?
No, the answer is never. We never do the show together on holidays.
We
except
have.
Black Friday is the only one we've ever done.
I know, but I'm saying in the past we have. So I was just checking.
What holiday?
I don't remember.
We never did it.
We have.
No.
Anyway, so I was just double checking with you.
Okay.
But I am taking it off. At this time, I have not planned on going out of town, but you never know. I might be spontaneous. And
front page of the Schmargus Peeler this morning, the event center peeler. Are there people there?
What?
I don't know. I felt like making up a new name for the paper.
Are you speaking gibberish?
Schmargus Peeler. The Argus Leader this morning. The Denny Sanford Premier Center. Now, I got to call the Argus out on something.
What?
They technically misspelled Denny Sanford Premier Center in the headline.
Why?
Well, they didn't misspell it. The letters are all right and in the right order, but it's supposed to be capital D, lowercase E-N-N-Y, capital S, A, and then lower A-N-F-O-R-D.
Okay.
And then Premier is in all caps.
Oh, that's what I was wondering if that's where you're going.
And then Center is proper title, capitalized as well.
Mm.
So... And that's I'm not making fun of the Argus Leader. I'm making fun of the name.
No, you know, I think because Premier is normally all in caps, though. So that's probably why.
Does that mean you're supposed to yell it when you say Premier?
Yes.
Premier!
So it's going to be the Sanford Premier Event Center. So that's how we have to say it every time.
Well.
So we make concert announcements.
Whenever there's a concert at the Sanford Premier Center.
I like it.
I like it as well. Yeah, so there were hundreds of people out there to watch the rich people pat themselves on the back and and say, hey, we're building a new gigantic building. Yay.
Yay.
We got a press release yesterday morning. I forgot to bring it up on the air yesterday.
Oh.
About the...
About the groundbreaking?
The groundbreaking.
Yeah.
It was the... our mayor kind of overstated it a little bit.
How did he overstate it?
I think I deleted the email, but he called it a once-in-a-lifetime groundbreaking. Oh, here it is. I found it. I did still have it. I knew I didn't delete it.
Well, it kind of is. Really, if you think about it, there's only one time you're going to break ground for this particular event center.
Yeah.
So, it's not overstating it.
Is anybody sorry they missed the groundbreaking of the Sioux Falls Arena?
I am.
You're just saying that on purpose to annoyingly disagree with me.
I know.
Once in a lifetime, groundbreaking, exclamation point.
Well, it really
is,
in
the title of the press release.
It really is, though.
In a technical sense, yes.
That's what I'm saying. So it truly would be.
People use the phrase once in a lifetime to say, this is a really big deal.
Well, your birthdays are once in a lifetime birthdays every year since you...
No, they're not. It's a once a year thing.
Because you only turn that age.
Oh, my gosh. You are such a ridiculous person when it comes to birthdays. Once in a lifetime is like... what's once in a lifetime? The Cubs winning the World Series.
That would be.
Which there have been several lifetimes that have gone by since that's happened.
Yes, that would be. The Vikings.
Winning a Super Bowl. Yeah.
That would be as well.
I don't know. I have a feeling they have a chance of being in the Super Bowl this year.
Really?
I just, for some strange reason, there's no logical reason why, but for some strange reason, I feel like there's a chance.
Hmm.
Like a fluke, a Cinderella type thing. I just have this feeling. I don't know why.
They're playing.
And this isn't false optimism by a fan.
Okay.
This is just like.
This is.
I just have a feeling.
Psychicness?
I don't know.
Okay. Did you know they're playing Green Bay like on December 30th? That'd be a pretty good party in the cities.
No.
You don't think so?
It's a horrible date for it. Late in the year when the Vikings are out of it.
I'm just saying.
Which on paper they should be out of it. They'll be like 3-16 or whatever. 3-12 by that time.
I'm just saying that'd be a good time to go to the cities because then you could go to the game and then the next night is New Year's Eve.
Yeah. There is some other news this morning.
Oh.
That is...
There's something wonky going on the interstates.
I know. You're obsessed. There were ambulances going by. Yep.
But both ways. With their lights on. Something weird is going on this morning. Okay. I mean, how often at 5:15 a.m. are there ambulances going?
How often at 5:15 a.m. are you even in your car yet?
I was impressive this morning.
I pulled in the parking lot. I was late this morning. I slept right through I forgot to set the alarms on my phone this morning.
Oh, oops.
And so I slept through almost everything and got here. I got here right at 5:30.
I was 5 minutes early.
Yeah, I was a little surprised.
Yeah, I thought, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah,
what's wrong?
Did she not sleep again last night or what?
That's happened before.
Yeah, but no, we have breaking news. This weekend, the 38th annual Wisconsin State Cow Chip Throw in Prairie du Sac, Wisconsin, is in jeopardy.
What?
Because of a massive cow poop shortage. The drought this summer has led to a lot of brown grass, so cows have been staying closer to their barns for food to stay cool. And that means the poop hasn't been out in the pasture, drying in the sun, making it ready to throw.
Do they wear gloves when they throw that?
Usually the contest draws about 300 participants. This year, the organizers only have enough poop for about two-thirds of that number.
Aw, can they get poop from other states?
Ladies and gentlemen, go out to your pasture.
please.
Gather up all the pies you can.
And bring it to
and
Wisconsin.
And head for Wisconsin.
Right now.
To Prairie du Sac, or however you say that. We'd have to ask Johnny how to say that. I don't know how to say that town.
Who knows?
Because there's like Fond du Lac or something, isn't there?
I mean, you can't really let 300 participants down, can
no,
you?
No, no.
There's neighboring states that would have enough cow pies
there was
to make this
there
happen.
There was a little boy who had been waiting all these years.
Yeah, he might be. Now he's going
to
be
to throw
so
a cow
disappointed.
Pie.
I hope and that they use gloves.
I don't know if they do, and I really don't care. Anyway, news is next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 622. We're going to top out at 89 today. 66 now. And the internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I know it's hard to believe that I'm right 98% of the time. The other 2% is when I have to solve math problems.
Wow. That was 100% you.
I know, right?
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is August 31st, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not because my page isn't updating. Oh, that's great. Okay, I'll go off this one.
Okay.
My Google document isn't updating from side to side.
Oh,
oh yeah, it is. I pasted in the wrong place. That's the problem.
Drink!
That's two already.
In 20 minutes.
And here I was so cocky on Monday that you were going to outdrink me this week. Larry Fitzgerald is 29 today. He's a wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals. Pretty good. I don't think he's caught a ball since Kurt Warner retired, though. Sarah Ramirez, she's on Grey's Anatomy. Chris Tucker's 40 today. Haven't seen him since the last Rush Hour movie, I don't think.
They have like five of them.
Yeah. Let's see here. Richard Gere is 63 today.
He's a handsome fella.
Yep. Big fan of animals.
Okay.
Gerbils.
Oh, my gosh.
Van Morrison is 67 today. James Coburn would have been 84. He was Pat Garrett in 1973's Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid.
Oh.
Yeah. That was the movie that gave us Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
I love that song.
And it was not Guns N' Roses.
Still love that song.
1887, Thomas Edison received a patent for his crazy kinetoscope. It's a strange device that projected moving pictures. So you can blame Thomas Edison for the Smurfs movie. 1946, the classic murder mystery, The Big Sleep, was released with Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. It was Bogie and Bacall's second film together, and they were married by the time the production of the film ended. 1963, Walter Cronkite began his anchorman duties on the CBS Evening News. He retired in 1981, succeeded by Dan Rather, who since was replaced by Katie Couric, and now Scott Pelley. let's see here. 1987, Michael Jackson released his Bad album.
Woo!
Big deal. Nickelback released 7 Bad albums. I like Nickelback, though.
I do, too. I don't get all the meanness.
1990, well, they're cheesy.
Well.
Definitely cheesy. 98. A certain movie became the first movie in North America to earn more than $600 million. Can you guess what it was?
Oh.
Duh. How could you not see that one coming?
I should have.
Yeah. Really?
Sorry.
Titanic.
Wasn't on my
A-game.
Earned
more than $600 million. let's see. 2010, President Barack Obama ended U.S. combat involvement in Iraq after 7 years. But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because it is the 42nd birthday of a music legend, a screen legend, the small screen.
Okay.
Who starred in the classic movie Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
Shake your love, just gonna shake your love. Shake your love, I'm just gonna shake your love. Shake your love, I'm just gonna shake.
Still want me to play bad?
Yes.
Of course you do, because I don't have it ready. Debbie Gibson is 42 today. She had perfume.
She did. I had it.
Yeah, I know you did.
And I had the Tiffany perfume, too. Totally did.
Anybody who is old enough to be between the ages of 10 and 14 at this time when that was out
Oh, yeah.
That was your perfume. Debbie Gibson's 42 today, and that is why today, August 31st, is... dirt.
Adele says that she's not married. I've got the story coming up in the dirt.
It's 626, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel at 640, up to 89 today, 66 right now. So, if you want to keep people away from your Facebook and apparently keep them from robbing your store, put up baby pictures.
Okay.
Because, you know, people always say they're annoyed by all the baby pictures that people post.
I don't think people
are annoyed by baby pictures in and of themselves. I think they're annoyed by people who post five a day.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's what's annoying.
That can get annoying.
Yeah.
But I like looking at baby pictures of my friends' kids.
Yeah. Because I post like maybe one a month.
Yeah. I like looking at them. Like, I do. I want to see what they look like. They're cute little babies. I don't know what the big deal is.
It's the fishing for compliments. Oh, you're so cute.
Fishing for compliments.
Yeah, I think it is. I think for some people it is.
Okay.
You don't think anyone fishes for compliments, though.
No, I do think that people do. I just don't think that posting pictures of your baby
is. Anyway, some stores in London are trying to... Oh, wait, that's a drink.
You said, anyway, because you're trying to stop me from talking.
Yes. Some stores in London are trying a new technique to stop people from robbing them, painting babies on their front doors and walls. They're basing it off research that found babies instantaneously make adults have a caring instinct. The owners hope that seeing a baby will make a robber rethink what he's doing. And if it works for him, maybe it could work on your house, too.
I guess. So, like, right at the entryway, wherever the doors are.
That's where you put the baby altar.
Baby pictures.
The baby altar.
Baby altar.
Because, you know, some people have this little end table or something.
Yeah.
That is the baby altar.
Yes. Shrine to the baby.
Where they pray to the baby. Speaking of babies.
Baby.
Our baby is sick.
What's wrong with baby Rockley?
He's still acting completely normal. No fever, no anything, except he can't keep anything down. He keeps throwing up.
Poor baby.
And I have to say, it was the cutest vomit I ever saw.
How is their cute vomit?
Because when he threw up, I was feeding him.
Yeah.
And I just got done feeding him applesauce.
Okay.
And he was super hungry, like you can tell on little babies like that, not little babies, but like when they're between 6 months and a year, when their tank is full.
Yeah.
Because their stomach is bigger than the rest of their body.
They get a food baby.
Yeah. You can always tell when they're full and when they're hungry. All you have to do is feel their belly. Is it full or empty?
Right.
And he was very empty.
Okay.
So he was just chowing down. He was so hungry. And when he threw up the applesauce, it looked like a little applesauce dispenser just slowly coming out of his nose.
Gross. That's gross. That's not cute.
If you had seen it, it was kind of cute. It was just kind of slowly coming out, and he's looking at me like, what's going on?
Your definition of cute and mine are apparently completely different.
It was funny cute. It wasn't cute cute.
Okay.
It wasn't baby kittens cute. It was funny cute.
All right.
But it was just slowly running out his nostrils.
Yeah.
Hey, it could have been worse. It could have been like the broccoli he yacked on me the night before.
That's hilarious.
That was just a spit up, though. That wasn't full on barfing, but yeah. So luckily, Crystal has the day off. Otherwise, I would have been here or I would have been home.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, you're lucky.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like doing the show by myself.
I would have had to take some PTO.
Yes, now we get to call it PTO.
We get to call it PTO now.
We've never called it PTO
before.
It's so weird.
I feel like my wife at her job.
Isn't that weird?
Well, I've got hours. I'm going to take a few hours of PTO today. And I'm like, what's PTO?
I know. I never knew what it was either because we've never used it.
Yeah.
And all my previous jobs have never used
it. It was vacation.
It was vacation. Never used the term PTO.
Now we have PTO.
It's weird.
Yeah. And we have a website we have to punch it all into and it is really confusing.
It is kind of confusing.
Yeah. Because apparently you have to enter even if you don't take vacation.
Yeah.
I don't get that at all.
Well, because you were yelling at me yesterday about it. Because
I was like, not yelling at you.
Well, kind of. You're like, so you're going to take off the third, huh? I'm like,
no, you are so blowing out of proportion.
And I said, well,
if you were taking it off.
Yeah, it's Labor Day. And when I went to the website to like confirm my dates off before my that I took off, it told me that I had to fill that out. So I was just doing what it said.
And
then you were like,
well, it's
all snarky.
I was not.
You were snarky.
I was kidding. You can take vacation whenever you want to. Unless I already have it scheduled.
Okay.
Yeah, I was yelling at you.
Yelling was the wrong word. You were snarky.
Yes, sarcastically snarky.
Yes.
Not truly snarky.
And I was like, that's Labor Day.
That's my new favorite word, snarky.
I noticed.
Yeah. That and Denny Sanford Premier Center. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 652. We're going to top out at 89 today, 66 right now. So, guys like blondes, right? Do we really like them? Not necessarily.
Okay.
I guess most of my adult life, I was, I liked brunettes.
Yeah.
Of course, I married a blonde.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just happens. Anyway, there's been all kinds of studies about, you know, in surveys, do men prefer blondes or brunettes? Well,
what about redheads?
Well, they never include redheads, but that's probably by design. Kidding.
You're hilarious. So funny.
There's so much fewer of you, though.
I know. We are rare.
Yeah. Yeah. I was about to say it, but I'm not going to.
Talking about coloring my hair?
No, no, no. I was going to say maybe it. Never mind.
You'd be nice.
According to the newest study by a dating site called Two, T-W-O-O, or maybe it's Two. I don't know. It's like the spelling of the number two, T-W-O,
okay. Yeah.
With an extra O.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's Two or if it's Two.
That's a dating website?
I guess so.
Okay. Never heard of it.
Apparently, the pendulum has swung back to blondes. They found that men are 3% more likely to go for a blonde than a brunette.
Whole 3%, huh?
Whopping 3%.
Wow, that was worth doing the study.
I really don't think it has much to do with hair color at all.
I don't think so.
I think it has much more to do with other features. But, okay, if it doesn't sound like a big number, but if 100 men view a woman's profile online, a blonde is going to get 3 more requests than a brunette.
Oh, okay.
So, it's a little bit more. The survey also asked men, or found that men rank nice eyes as the most important physical feature on a woman. A good smile is next. Only 8% of men said a good butt is the most important feature. Only 7% picked great breasts.
Oh, they're liars.
It's not the most important feature. It's an important feature, but it's not the most important.
No.
Women ranked nice eyes as the most important physical feature on a man. They also ranked smile second.
Yeah, that's usually how mine is. Third.
Only 2% said six-pack abs are the most important feature.
Oh, no, I like the bicep. Mm. Yeah.
I don't get why an arm is sexy.
It's not. I don't know. It's just the muscle part that, like, knowing they can protect you, maybe. Big, strong hug. I don't know.
Yeah. Because some of those guys with really big biceps, yeah, they might be really big, but they can't even zip up their own pants. They're so big. How's he going to protect you? Waddle down the hall after the robber.
He can protect me.
Do you know where the weight room is?
I can help him with his pants.
Can you pull this syringe out of my butt? I can't get it out. I can't reach behind there. Hurry up. The roid rage is starting to kick in.
Hot 104.7. .com.